6 years ago, Kay Taylor gave up her successful medical practice in the San Francisco Bay Area to start the nonprofit organization Prevention International, No Cervical Cancer. Pink, as it's known, operates out of Taylor's house in Oakland, California. The bedrooms have been converted to office space, and her living room is overflowing with medical supplies and equipment.
That suitcase is done.
Today, Taylor is getting ready for her next visit to Africa. She and a medical team will visit rural villages in Uganda and Kenya and screen hundreds of women for human papillomavirus. HPV, the most common sexually transmitted disease, has been linked to the development of cervical cancer. Taylor first realized the magnitude of the problem in 2003 during her first medical visit to Honduras to assist abused women.
I found 3 cases of cervical cancer in that 2-week visit. I'd seen 3 cases of cervical cancer in my 25-year practice. So I was stunned, and I started to do some research and discovered that it is so high in these countries, just as if they hadn't invented the pap smear, which is what we've used to control it here.
By examining cells from a woman's cervix on a pap smear, HPV infections can be quickly identified and treated. But for most poor women in developing countries, these exams are often inaccessible and unaffordable. Taylor was determined to find a cost-effective way to bring free medical care to these women.
I remember sitting in my office doing a colposcopy for the abnormal cells and treating this woman, and thinking, you know, I could put all this equipment in a suitcase, and I could take it there and teach doctors and nurses to do this new method that had just been discovered and proven, which allows us to see and treat the condition in one visit. And that was sort of my aha moment. This wonderful method has now been discovered. It can be used in these countries and taught and doesn't cost a lot of money. Why not go there and teach it?
There we go. Now I'm slowly moving across the tissue and then directly out.
On this visit to Kenya 2 years ago, Taylor taught local doctors and nurses the so-called see and treat technique, screening a woman for HPV, doing a biopsy, and removing cancerous cells in a single visit to the clinic.
Very nice. Congratulations, doctor. You are now the second place in Kenya to own a Leap machine.
We go to give training and equipment and establish a sustainable program that will continue to give this service after we're gone. You can't learn this in a few days. I didn't learn it in a few days. I learned it in a few years as a gynecologist resident. So it takes time and experience and proctoring. We go back every 6 months until the groups are well-trained, confident, and competent.
English and Swahili, this is the basic, what is cervical cancer and what's happening here today.
Nurse practitioner Cheryl Brown is getting final instructions from Pink staff before leaving for Uganda with Dr. Taylor. Like most team members, Brown is a volunteer who has paid her own way to Latin America for medical site visits. This will be her third trip with Pink and her first visit to Africa.
Many of us as volunteers are returnees. It's so inspirational to be able to see how effective the technique is and how enthusiastic the trainees are about learning this technique and then employing it themselves when we're not there.
Since its first visit to Honduras in 2005, Pink has expanded its program to 7 countries. Taylor and her teams have set up 30 medical sites that screen and treat thousands of women annually. 6 more will be started in 2012. Pink volunteers now travel 6 times a year to Africa, Latin America, and India, treating an average of 2,500 women. Taylor estimates that overall, Pink has touched the lives of 50,000 women. But she feels she needs to do more.
And that's what happens every time I go on one of these trips. I get tired and so on. I'm no youngster. I'm 68 almost. But every time I go, it stimulates me to want to keep going and come back and open new programs because I see these women whose lives are saved. They would have died if it weren't for us.
Cervical cancer is still far from being conquered. Kay Taylor notes that vaccines are being developed and may become available and affordable in 25 years. If they ever prove effective at ending the scourge of cervical cancer, Taylor says she hopes to be around to see it. For VOA News, I'm Joanne Marr in Oakland, California.